Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What's up, Empire? Coming this September, it's Who's Taller? Two guys stand up next to each other, and one is higher than the other. That makes him taller, so who's taller? Coming in September, Greg, Peck, Peck.
At a preview earlier, Nick Allen, what'd you say, hey, Nick, when you walked in?
I said, congrats. It's big. Who's the congrats on Who's Taller?
This is from a guy calls himself Buffalo. So grateful I woke up this morning and get to hear a special edition of Who's Taller and Who's Older, right, together, right? One guy, Matthew, says, who's older and who's taller coming up? This might be too much. And it's a video of a guy's brain blowing up. And a snowflake checked in.
It's a big day.
Yeah, it's a big day.
I didn't think you guys would do it at all. In August? Wow.
Well, you know, you're here for behind-the-scenes stuff sometimes. You know how much we put into that now.
Yeah.
So you didn't think we were ready for it.
Those meetings must have gotten done a little
earlier.
He's not
ready for it yet, but he's a busy man.
I'm not.
He's not.
Did you see Short Scott on Twitter checked in, said they're both taller than him?
I saw that. And apparently Bill Daly born in Des Moines, which I did not know that. All right.
Bored or born?
Born. Right. Born. Both. He's 90 now. I mean, I don't think he lives here anymore. And by the way, Eminem is not moving to Omaha.
What?
God.
I thought that was a slam dunk.
I'm so stupid.
I thought he's going to be walking around the West O, Hy-Vee.
Where the hell is that
looking
come
like
from?
A software
well, first
guy.
Of all, these are these stupid little things. I'm sure they happen in your city, depending where you're at. But it's... But I saw your buddy there. I know he's... How dumb is he?
I think he actually put that up tongue-in-cheek. Look,
do you think he did?
After reading some of the comments further down, I'm fairly certain he actually put that up tongue-in-cheek, although I had to double-check to make sure.
I don't know. He's pretty dumb.
Yeah,
I
he
know.
Is. And he wrote, you know what, I hope he did tongue-in-cheek.
I think he did.
Because
I think he did.
I hate that. God, I hate when he says, people say he wanted to live around real people. Because only people in the Midwest are real. I know all my East Coast guys are just dicks. Not real at all. The West Coast people, Todd knows, are not real at all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I almost had mirages. To throw something at the TV last night.
You
I was
saw one of those real things again?
I was watching the news.
Yep.
And they were
only
talking,
in Houston?
They were talking to some guy in Texas.
Yeah.
He said, well, we do things a little different down here in the Republic of Texas. We take care of each other
around
here.
Oh, shut up.
Went, yes, you're the only ones. Every other state, you would have just let everybody
you
die.
Know,
shut up.
Shut up.
I haven't seen that much of that. And,
no, I knew it was going to happen.
I'm thankful.
I knew it was going to happen. But usually it comes from people in the media will say it about their own towns.
No, this is
just a
dude. And
that's what makes me, they're even worse, you know. That's the way we do things around here. Because you're right, everybody lets everybody drown other
But the
places.
Nightly news put it on, and I was just mad at them for even using the soundbite.
Right. So, no, the Eminem is not moving. And I've seen that among other major stars. So-and-so decides to move to... You know, well, depending on where your trending Facebook is, and ours obviously is our home city of Omaha, it'll be that city. And people buy it. They retweet it or they repost it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, he's shopping real estate.
Yeah.
I know a realtor.
Yeah. No, that's just
your coaching, right.
Yeah,
right.
I know a realtor.
All right, what's up, Petey?
His plane was here.
That's right.
Yeah, so his plane.
I want to hear a report of a town that goes through a natural disaster and nobody helps each other. That's what I want to hear
about. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Nobody people, comes to anybody's aid. Everybody.
Living up to the values they've established.
I saw our buddy
there.
Donald. Our buddy Donald had a good
they
tweet.
They just walked through the street flipping each other off.
Screw got, you.
You caused this. You clean up this freaking mess.
He got mad at some stupid report that said that people were driving by on their boats and picking up and helping people they didn't even know. Yeah, that's what humans do.
Right.
I mean, that's what most humans do. And just stop it.
No, there's.
I'm in a boat floating by somebody's house. Hey, can you help me?
Nah. Can't. I'm gonna pick up a couple other random people down that way.
Not so. You.
If you were in a different place. But this is geographically exclusive stuff. That
we work harder here. At treading water.
I was so mad seeing that.
I know. You knew it was going to happen. I'm surprised I hadn't seen it yet, but you saw that.
It's such pandering crap.
Right. We'll get into that a little later with the sports, because there's also a, I love this, there's a black chick who's just completely not in the mood, tells a reporter to F off.
Nice.
Get the mic out of my face. How do you think I feel?
Yeah.
It's great. Insensitive reporter, too, by the way. They're doing a great job, the media's down there. They got to be there, but don't put mics in people's faces that are just have lost
just
their
lost soul. Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You've lost it all. How do you feel?
Yeah.
How does
this
feel?
Yeah. I'm going to put this on my reel.
Just start drowning.
Yeah, there. Yeah. You know, you work in TV. I'll put this on my reel.
This flood water.
Yeah.
I've got an example to start sports of how I'm not ready for who's taller.
You got to get ready.
Or who's older.
Yeah.
Because it's a game of who's older.
Okay. You're not. Okay. Who's older? Sounds so old, doesn't it? Who's older sounds so yesterday now after doing a one of who's taller.
That dated itself pretty quick.
Let's try this one as a who's taller then.
Okay. You're going to do it?
Yeah, let's try this.
Oh, my God.
I've got the information.
Hang on a second. Wow. Head explode. Two who's olders before September 1st. How about it, Nick?
Just on the fly.
I'm amazed.
Do you know who's taller?
I do.
Okay.
And you will, too.
Oh, you're just so much easier than Craig.
Andy Roddick, Omaha native, of course, born here, and that's it. More impressively, married to Brooklyn Decker.
Still with her?
Yeah, I believe so.
She's a wrecker.
Yeah. 35-year-old Andy Roddick.
She is a wrecker.
How many times has he said that joke to her?
Decker,
Brooklyn Decker.
She's a wrecker.
So who's taller, Andy Roddick?
Yeah.
Or Robert Parrish.
The Chief.
Chief.
I've seen Andy play tennis. He might not have been that good that tall. So
he's
not
7 foot?
I'll say Parrish is taller.
You're right.
But Roddick's probably 5'11", right?
6'2", it says.
Oh,
on
he's tall.
Wikipedia.
That's tall. Okay. All right.
Robert Parrish, 7 foot.
Great pilot episode, but a bad follow-up.
Which one? Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Who's taller?
That was perfect, I thought. Robert Parrish, older, by the way, as well. Also older.
Yeah, but Petey's got a long history of making his a little bit easier.
They are easier than Craig's.
Who's older, who's taller,
that's
whatever.
True.
That's the game.
Yep.
There's a difference between the Craig Evans and the Petey Mack.
Well, Petey's are easier.
Yeah.
I like them when they're easier.
I thought that's what you liked.
I do like them easier sometimes because Craig makes them so damn tough.
Yeah, man. You know, when I were close, I was getting crap, and now I try and give you softballs, I get crap.
Yeah.
No. If you were a game show host, I'd rather come on your game.
Right.
Yeah. It'd be easier to win that way. At least that's what I think.
And your first question is, what's your middle name?
I think you're going to have a little easier finding easier ones, because you're always going to use a basketball player, and in general, they're 6'5 or above. And most people are not 6'5 or above.
Most athletes are going to be over 6 foot.
Right.
Yeah, and then he throws you that Muggsy Bogues curveball.
Yeah,
who's taller, Spud Webb or Muggsy Bogues? Not Boner on the same day.
Don't
not
Boner on the same Webb day. Or on Craig.
Or Boned on the same day.
Or that either.
Craig hates that Spud Webb.
I know.
So the Texans moved their final preseason game, the Houston Texans, to Arlington, to the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, and they've announced that all those game proceeds and some contributions by the clubs and the players are all going to go to relief for the flooding.
See what the Dick Rangers did.
No.
Okay, here's a story. The Astros, they're playing that Tampa Bay series. They're playing in Tampa. Against the Rangers.
Right.
They have another series against the Rangers in later September. They just said, let's switch. The Rangers said no.
No.
The Rangers said, you can play all six games here.
But we're not flip-flopping.
We're not flip-flopping. And the Rangers are 12 games out, so there's not even a...
They don't really have a shot, do they?
No, they're afraid of their gate receipts.
Nothing like a friendly neighbor.
Thank you. In the same state,
right.
Just a horrible human.
Right up the road.
Whoever owns that, the Rangers, is just a dick.
Nolan Ryan's a dick.
Nolan Ryan.
That was it.
I thought they were going to give the gate receipts to the Astros.
No.
Or
no, they no. Well, no, they would have the first three. No. The Astros wanted to switch. Like, we'll come there, and then later on in September, you come back here.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't want to come back here. They wanted all six games in Texas, in Arlington.
Oh, yeah.
And because they didn't want to lose their gate receipts for that one in September, which are kind of it's later on in the season.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a dick move.
It was a total dick move.
Especially since I was under the impression.
Same state.
They were under, they were in playoff contention.
No, the Rangers aren't.
They understand where you want your home field.
Well, you can't demand all six games.
You still work something out.
You get your home field. They would have got this series at home, and they would have played the other one away. It'd have been an equal trade.
So they saw a guy drowning, and they just passed by him on the boat.
They kind of did.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Kinda
did.
About perfect. They don't do that in Texas.
By the way, Craig, I agree with you yesterday. I'm watching stupid NBA, some TV station. Somebody said, I'm rooting for the Astros. And this guy's on TV who I know is a huge Red Sox fan. And he goes, of course I am. I said, no, you're not. The Red Sox play the Astros in the playoffs. You're a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
Because he's a Red Sox fan. He's not going to root for the poor Astros because of Houston. Now, I am because I have empathy towards Houston.
Because I'm a caring individual.
But if you're the team playing the Astros, you want to beat them.
Of course you do.
Right. But this guy said, no, I'll root for the Astros. No, you won't.
That doesn't mean you can't.
He was trying to suck up the... Yeah.
You can't be rooting for the city of Houston and the people of Houston.
Well, Craig won't, but I will.
Right. You can root for the city and the people and damn the Astros. Right.
Absolutely, you got to root for the
city and
the
people. Well, I'm not rooting for the Texans, for sure.
Well, who are they playing? I mean, how do you root for the city? They don't have an opponent.
Right.
Come on. There's no other team.
Go Astros.
Yeah, root for the Astros.
Actually, I want the Astros-Dodgers anyway in the World Series.
And like I said, if you normally root for an NFC team, the Texans can be your AFC team.
No, that's wrong. Good.
Craig. I was just waiting on Craig. I mean, he's still at the mic.
No, so no. He
got no, I got pulled over.
We still give him crap. Because,
but usually you scoot away right away. Yeah. So J.J. Watt obviously plays for the Houston Texans, the most touted player in the NFL to never win anything at all.
Yeah.
Using that fame in a good way, though. He started with the goal of raising $200,000, reached that goal for the Houston flood relief, reached that goal real quick, moved it to $500,000, mm-hmm. reached that goal, moved it to $1 million, reached that goal. Now he's raised $4 million for the Houston area. A lot of professional sports teams throwing in $1 million, NFL owners throwing in $1 million, $1 million, $1 million, mm-hmm. and it probably won't be enough. I mean, they're estimating $30 billion in property damages.
Wow.
$30 billion.
We're one day from the beginning of a full college football weekend.
Yeah.
And my college football insiders, which would be some random guys I heard at Golf League talking at a table last night, and a conversation likely happening all over the country now.
What is it?
With whatever your team is. Remember, the games involving the top 10 this weekend mm-hmm. in college football, the average point spread is over 27 points.
Right.
So my college football insiders last night, Arkansas State is a good team,
shut
man.
Up.
Swear to God, heard that. Oh, I heard that. On. I heard that, and I looked back, and I walked away. I didn't want to say nothing to him. Just kept
and by the
moving.
Way, you are not a hater by any means. You're born and raised in Nebraska, and you're a realist because you covered them, but you're not a hater like we are.
No.
And you know how stupid that sounds, and doesn't that drive you crazy when people say that? Guess who's not a good team? Akron. Penn State plays Akron.
Guess who's not a good team? Arkansas State.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Shut up.
Right.
Shut up. Beat them and move on.
Have you ever heard anybody say that, though? Have you ever heard anyone be honest about it?
Well, see, I don't live here. I don't live there. I live here now.
They're one of our cupcakes. We have to kick them.
I said it. You should say it. You don't say that's a good team. Arkansas State is not a good team. The rest of the country knows they're not a good team.
It's Arkansas State.
Because if they were a good team, you wouldn't have scheduled them.
Right.
You don't have to pay the good teams to show
don't
up.
Don't act like that. You heard that again, you'd have walked
I swear,
away.
I swear I got it.
Of course
that.
You heard it.
I was going inside anyway, so it was really easy to just be like, put my head down and move along.
Whatever. Beat them and move on. You got Oregon next week. You're a Husker fan, you got Oregon next week. That's a good team.
That is a good team.
All right.
Good game. Nebraska, 15-point favorite. Against Arkansas State.
Yeah,
a good team. Arkansas State, not a good team.
No, they're not a good team. Not a good team. You know? They're not a good team. Who do you guys play, Todd? New Mexico State?
New Mexico State, they are an excellent team. They are a powerhouse.
Nick's a big Husker fan. You know they're not a good team.
I don't even want to watch the game. Right.
There you go. Exactly.
They are the best team in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
They might be there.
If that's where New Mexico State is.
They might be.
Following the lead of their commissioner, Labatt Molson.
Still like that bit.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats of the CFL have now called hiring momentarily Art Briles, the coach who suppressed rape at Baylor.
Right.
They called the whole situation a serious mistake. Mm-hmm. They said it's been a difficult season. We are searching for answers. This is clearly not one of them.
Yeah, so there's a lot
the
of
feedback must
defensive
have been
coordinators
bad.
That didn't suppress rape out there. A lot of them. Just a lot of them.
You could find a lot of
they
guys.
They didn't care.
Yeah. They didn't
if
they at first.
Cared, if they cared, they wouldn't have hired him at all.
Fair point.
Yeah. They would have done their homework in the first place.
No.
Thank God the Honorable Labatt Molson stepped in. And
you know, this guy approved a bunch of rapey guys.
Yeah.
Hey. Defended a bunch of rape. Oh.
Hey.
Perfect. Oh, we got a bunch of raping guys here. Let's do it.
Remember when the Sports Illustrated cover jinx existed?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't really know if it's talked about anymore. And
because it turned into the video game
the
one.
Madden.
Right?
Which turned the Madden curse.
Yeah, and I bought the Madden the other day for my son. And
with Brady on it. Hallelujah.
So go to your knee.
Go curse.
Take a bow to your knee, Brady, please.
Now, Sports Illustrated also kind of tried to circumvent it, if you will, by doing multiple covers for their previews. Regional covers.
They do regional sometimes.
Right. So this year for the NFL, they got J.J. Watt, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, David Johnson. He's running back with the Cardinals.
All four of them.
Northern Iowa
guy. Good. All four of them good.
And all four of them are kind of like
on the Cardinals so much.
On a knee. And then they've got a bunch of little mini players of the NFL kind of photoshopped in. I think Puss has got a link. He's going to put a link up.
I'm putting it up right now.
Now, on David Johnson's instance, and it's all the same little mini players who are attached to these big players. Like, you got a picture like the Green Giant with a bunch of people on him kind of thing.
Okay,
right?
Got it.
Okay, so on David Johnson, LeSean McCoy is hanging off of his elbow the way it works.
Okay.
Right? You picture that, in context. Now, on J.J. Watt, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady, LeSean McCoy must not be loved at Sports Illustrated because they're on a knee, so there's a towel hanging between their legs, and they got LeSean McCoy hanging from the – basically,
why
from
LeSean McCoy?
From under.
Why are they picking on him?
I don't know.
Somebody hates him.
Somebody must hate him because seriously, I mean, if you look at these pictures, there's Random Von Miller player. On there. Yeah. There's all these different
LeSean
players.
McCoy's an offensive player,
kind of representing each team.
You got it. So he's the Buffalo one.
And he's the Buffalo representative, and he's hanging from under.
From his crotch.
On three of the four covers.
Man.
Poor guy.
You put that out there, Puss?
As if he's working his way up to their crotch.
Practically, yes. Okay. Or just hanging on, wanting to be nowhere else in the world.
So is it a lot like the March Madness?
Yes.
With all the players.
Everybody.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, but it's not as much of a collage as it is like an actual picture with it looks like just a bunch of tiny people running around these massive players. And LeSean McCoy got the junk.
You see your boy Stash?
Is he
Roger Stash? I saw a great meme.
He does
meme.
That at the end of training camp every year.
I know, but it was a great one because it just shows him with a stash, and it said it said Aaron Rodgers ready for the season, also not allowed around an elementary school by 100 yards.
the other meme I saw
that's
was
–
just bought a van.
It's just a freaky porn stash.
The other good one I saw was when you have practice at 10 but a porn shoot at 12.
Gay porn.
Yeah.
Gay porn. Pays more.
Bunch of dudes on that set.
Yeah. Yes, there are.
This is definitely a story of the NFL and also the Cleveland Browns. You remember the name Joe Hayden? Heard the name Joe Hayden?
Yes.
One of the better cornerbacks in the National Football League. Now, he had a rough year last year, but with 3 years left on his deal, the 28-year-old has just been cut by the Browns. Been waiting this morning. That's how it works in the NFL.
That's right. This is a weekend. Cutdowns.
Starting to happen. And so the Browns, in their statement, it says he will always be a Cleveland Brown.
No, he won't.
He's like, nah, man. Like, y'all just cut me. I will not be a Cleveland Brown.
No.
And he'll be on another team probably in 24 hours.
Of course he will.
Tomorrow. And then great news, Todd.
I'm ready.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
TMZ's got video of him in the locker room. If he can dance, you can dance. And he's dancing his ass off.
Is he?
In the locker room.
He's dancing like no one's watching?
Yes.
Like I do?
Yes.
Because no one likes to watch you dance.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the reasons. You should dance like no one's watching when everybody turns their eyes.
Yeah, people were watching. They stopped.
Dance like people were watching.
It is pretty unwatchable.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't care. You have a good time.
I do, and I don't do it much.
No.
But was he moving around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was getting it in, man.
Yeah.
Well,
he's really testing those ligaments or whatever was going on.
Yeah, right? you got Bradford, man. He's your boy. You should relax.
And how many plays have you seen that involve dancing?
Yeah.
Not enough.
Yeah, maybe you should have danced better. His leg wouldn't have got broke.
Like, can he cut up field?
You got to get in the end zone to dance.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who the new highest paid player in the National Football League is?
Stafford. Oh, that would be Matthew Stafford.
The great Matt Stafford.
Yeah, that gave sports shows all day to talk about nothing.
Yeah.
How does his wife feel about that? Has she chimed in?
Yeah, you're right.
She feels hot.
Yeah,
as long as he's standing for the anthem.
Oh, that's right.
His
dumbass wife. What'd she do recently?
Oh, yeah, that's
about the national anthem. That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody's you should stand for injustice, too.
And check out my food blog. In case you wanted the opinion of a privileged white girl.
Yeah.
A
lot of black guys do. A lot of black guys want the privilege of a white girl.
In case that was hinging on your decision. Yeah. Well, am I going to kneel? What does Matt Stafford's wife think?
A little blonde.
This from the I Love Mike Tomlin file.
Yeah.
The Steelers made a trade for Vance McDonald. He's a tight end, pretty talented tight end. Mm-hmm. And when asked why the Steelers made this move, he explained the three tight ends they had on the roster, mm-hmm. quote, were not consistently varsity enough.
Man, varsity.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
Jesse James.
That's a great line, man.
He's not coming through like they thought he was going to.
I love that line.
Yeah. And Tomlin don't play.
No, he doesn't.
He really don't.
It's a game. It's not just a game. It's a business, you know.
It is. Remember the name Devin Still?
National
Football League. He was a Penn State guy. He was a Cincinnati Bengal. His
story and name
came to fame when his young daughter had some rare form of cancer.
They kept him on the roster one extra year or something like that.
They cut him last year, then they realized that his insurance was going to go, and he wasn't going to be able to afford medical expenses for his daughter to keep her alive, so they re-signed him to a practice squad.
Right.
Turned into this great inspirational story. She's cancer-free. She's doing great. Devin Still's been with a couple teams since. Well, the Jets cut him this week.
Sure.
So no longer on a roster.
Everything's good now.
Yeah, everything's fine.
You can't make the Jets.
Peace out, man. Yeah.
Is she healthy? All right, you're cut.
Yeah, see you later.
That's now horrible. We got you.
That's how the NFL works.
Of course it is.
And this part two of why I bring this up is the Jets waived him to sign a safety named Armageddon Drawn.
That's not a fake
U.S. First name Armageddon.
That's not an XFL name, huh?
Armageddon.
Nobody names your kid Armageddon anymore.
I guess it could be Armageddon. It could be Armageddon.
You know what?
I don't think it is, though.
I'm guessing he's black, right?
Yes.
Then he might be Armageddon.
He's a safety.
You know?
Was he born like right after Armageddon came, like the movie came out?
Maybe his mom pronounced it Armageddon.
Armageddon. Get in the house.
And what do they call it? You know,
Army.
There's got to be a short version.
Yeah.
Arm.
Don.
Armageddon.
End of days.
AD. They probably just call him AD. Armageddon.
Yeah.
Get over here.
What's his last name?
AD, get over here.
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
You're the woman who named me Armageddon.
I don't even know if that's spelled, in the proper Armageddon context.
I think there's two D's
I hear his name this fall and they say Armageddon, I'll laugh my ass off. You're right, because you know.
Armageddon.
I can't do the black. Do a black chick voice. You can do it better than anybody. Do it. You can do it. You grew up in the hood. Do the black chick voice.
He's getting ready.
Armageddon!
No, do the other one. Do a real, the way she would call him. Armageddon.
Armageddon, what you doing?
I swear, I'd bet $1,000 his name's Armageddon, whatever it is. It's not Armageddon. She saw that name and pronounced it. I like that name, but I named him Armageddon.
My sweet baby boy, Armageddon.
No, I say she's a big Def Leppard fan.
Petey's allowed to say that. Yeah, she could be. But a lot of black chicks are.
Yep.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.